Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, we are approaching the final meeting of the calendar year 2016. Plenty left to do, of course, in the academic year. A lot of work looking ahead to actually the following academic year that starts next 2017 in the fall. And that's where we'll begin is the school calendar. And while the calendar itself has not been set yet, you have once again chosen, or the board rather, has chosen the method they'd like to use. Let our listeners know the difference between hours and days and why Pella has chosen to count and rack up their academic time with students in hours.
We've definitely used hours the last few years just to give us some flexibility. About 3 years ago, the legislature kind of changed the way we count school time. And previously, it had always been counted by days, and you would have to count full days, and you actually had to have a certain number of hours, 5.5 hours in each day for it to even count. And so a few years ago, the legislature decided to also give us the flexibility to count hours. We have to have at least 1,080 hours in a school year. And so we schedule our calendar according to hours, keeping track of total hours. This year, for example, we have 1,112 hours scheduled. So what that does is give us the flexibility that if we have late starts or early outs for weather or any other reason, we can still count those hours, whatever part of the day we're in, and then just put that on our total. So our biggest thing to worry about with hours versus days is if we're needing flexible days, hours gives us more of that than what counting the full day or not counting the full day. Because under the old schedule, if we didn't get 5.5 hours in that day, we didn't get to count it. And so we used to have to have 180 school days. Actually, 1,080 hours is taking 6 hours a day of actual school academic time. You can't count lunchtime. Taking 6 hours a day and multiplying that by 180, that's how they get the 1,080. So essentially, we're just looking at that flexible way to count our school time. And we will be developing a calendar, which we hope will be kind of completed in January and in front of the board for our January meeting.
And then the other things to note right now is as you continue to work on your budget, asked this year, as you, I'm sure the board was excited to, for an increase in authority due to increased enrollment in the district. What does that move ultimately mean when you're getting your budget plan coming up?
So our district actually increased in enrollment this year. Our resident students, the kids that actually live inside the school district borders, increased by 17 students, and our open enroll students increased by 30 students. So our total increase was about 47 students from this year to last year. And so the good news is that increased enrollment brings extra dollars into the district. We were not really expecting an increase. We were expecting something more flat. So that's good news. That 17 kids, we actually asked for additional spending authority. That brought in about another $112,000 just from those extra 17 kids. So the money is a little bit hard to understand, but it's essentially we get the authority to spend an additional $112,000. We actually don't get the extra $112,000 in cash. So essentially, school funding is based on how much authority you're granted by the state, and then how you actually raise or spend that money can come in different ways. So we're happy to get the authority. The authority is always the thing that we look at to make sure that we're kind of keeping that level balanced from year to year. But certainly an increased enrollment was a very good thing.
And then a brief update on construction projects. We'll get a more thorough one as we approach the end of the calendar year, but certainly an update coming in from Essex Construction on some different projects.
The Jefferson project is getting close. It's been a lot slower than I had hoped it to be. I'd hoped that we'd be in there already with the Jefferson front entry. Really trying to be in that facility, hopefully in December. We're not sure if everything's going to be completed in December, but the first of the year we'll be in that new entryway. The high school project, of course, is kind of ongoing. They plan on having the addition enclosed in January so that they can have temporary heat on and people can be working over the cold winter months inside with the temporary heat, and then moving that eventually towards the permanent heat later on this winter. Right now, we're still waiting on some roof and some windows and things like that in order to get totally sealed up.
Once again, that was Superintendent Greg Ebeling with the Pella Community School District. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.